You're listening to SBS News.
The messages seem innocent enough. Please help these girls get a new life, one reads. There are two girls for adoption. One is 3 days old and the other is 6 months old. Their parents are expired due to COVID-19. But local authorities in India say these alerts popping up in phones across the country are doing more harm than good. Anurag Kundu from the Delhi Commission for Protection of Child Rights says while some could be posted in ignorance or goodwill, hidden among them may also be cases of trafficking and sales of children. In a letter to the Delhi police chief, he writes,
"I am concerned about the future of the children who have lost their parents, and ensuring that they don't fall prey to trafficking is the minimum we can do."
He's among those concerned the devastating toll from India's COVID crisis is leading to a generation of pandemic orphans. In a country with an estimated 20 million orphans already, the virus is adding to those ranks with speed. Their parents are dying in hospitals or at home across the country, and newly orphaned children wait alone for someone to come and help. But usually neighbours are too worried about contracting the virus themselves to help, or distant relatives won't take them in because they can't provide for them. In one case in rural North India, a toddler was left to fend for himself when both parents died after contracting the virus. Save the Children India CEO Sudarshan Suchi says the neighbours could hear the cries of the child, but they were wary of being infected.
People were reluctant to rush in and were struggling as to what to do or how to respond. They were afraid and they were concerned. And that is when, they reached out.
Save the Children arranged for an ambulance to take the child to get medical help before notifying local child welfare authorities. Mr. Suchi says his organisation's being inundated with such requests for help, with hundreds of cases of COVID orphans in the last few weeks coming through.
Many infinite cases. There have been cases where people have reached out to ask. What we try to do is, if there's an immediate health issue, provide health support, and subsequent to that, we make sure that the due processes of child safeguarding are followed.
But his other major concern is the abandoned children he's not hearing about.
I would still like to flag here our concerns are equally and much more for all those requests which are not able to come right now due to the social distancing, lack of communication and the lockdown efforts. That's of a equal larger concern for us.
In the past few weeks, the stories of India's COVID orphans are emerging across social and mainstream media. In one video circulating on Twitter, three young children sit crying outside their home after the body of their mother, wrapped in a white sheet, is dragged out by neighbours. The problem's so acute that around India, hotlines are being set up by government agencies, NGOs and aid groups to allow people to report children orphaned by COVID and those in need of immediate care because their parents are too ill. Some, like Akanksha Srivastava, are taking up the task individually, setting up their own reporting mechanisms to assist vulnerable children whose parents have died after falling ill with the virus. Ms. Srivastava, a cyber safety expert, has set up a WhatsApp helpline number where people can send details of orphaned children to her. Working remotely, she verifies the cases, checks to see if the children are in need of immediate medical help, jots down details and notifies child welfare authorities and police. The idea came to her after she read articles about concerns for India's pandemic orphans.
I'm just sharing something personal. I lost my parents very young and I know the trauma of when you cremate your parents and you come back. And in a situation like this, where is the child going to go?
Within hours of setting up the messaging line, she began receiving thousands of alerts. Many of them were spam, but Ms. Srivastava now has 20 active cases she's working on. The people who alert her to new cases are usually distant relatives of the orphans who don't have the capacity to care for them, neighbours of the child, or well-meaning strangers without the means to follow up the whole process with child welfare authorities. The children, she says, are in disbelief and feeling helpless.
I think they're in utter shock. I think the word first is they're utterly shocked and numb, because I don't think it has sunk in what has really happened. Because either the deaths have been so quick, the deterioration.
She recently helped an 8-year-old boy left at home alone after his father died in hospital 2 days after being admitted. Concerned neighbours, who were able to give the child food but wary of contracting COVID, rang Ms. Srivastava for help.
An 8-year-old all alone. Yes, his food is taken care of, but that's extremely scary and it has a huge scarring and, you know, effect on the child.
She alerted child welfare authorities who took them into their care and says he's now safe. But she stresses the importance of following the right procedures in the whole process, ensuring children are always in the care of authorities.
And there are so many rackets right now about child adoption, and people are just manipulating the sentiment in a lot of childless parents where they're saying, oh, you know, you can easily adopt all these abandoned kids. No, you can't. You just can't do that. That's illegal and can lead to, you know, sex trafficking. So we are being extremely cautious about making sure that we are following up with the police officers and making sure that the police officers are going ahead and taking action.
It's a concern also shared by Mr. Suchi.
A lot of information comes and floats around the social media, WhatsApp being one of the biggest contexts, and Facebook or other social media being. So some very highly emotive information is posted there, and people offer to immediately take care or respond. And all these bypass any kind of documentation or any kind of vetting, filtering or following up. So yes, this is a very real fear right now, that in absence of physical monitoring ability and emotions running high, the chances of abuse and chances of child trafficking are very real and very high.
Nikki Canning, SBS News.